Radio Talk Network.
9:05. Good morning. Hope you're having a good one out there. I hope your morning is going better than mine so far.
Uh-oh.
Chris Holsky, this would be pretty close to my worst nightmare if you were not here looking at me right now. You are my security blanket.
Okay.
Because we're about to do a radio show with the internet basically not working. I'm looking at a blank screen. I have nothing in front of me.
It's very slow this morning. I noticed the same thing. Apparently not every computer. Sitting in the newsroom going, is anybody else's internet running very slowly right now? And everybody else said, no. It's selectively impacting us.
It's just us being sabotaged.
Maybe.
By someone out there. It's like looking at the blank face of your child. Just nothing coming back at you here. I do always have some paper, though. A little bit of paper.
Yes.
Which is nice. Old school. So I can complain about the internet to start my Thursday. I can complain about the weather to start my Thursday, perhaps. Although it is sunshiny.
Yeah,
but beautiful.
-6 right now, probably below -10 with the wind chill at the moment in the city of Ottawa. It is late March. It is below, I guess, normal temperatures, but we get a day in late March, early April where it's like this.
Yeah.
It's just, the last couple of days have been weird. We had that big surge yesterday afternoon with that rain and that sideways snow and that weird wet snow.
Were you out in that yesterday?
No,
at all?
But I'll tell you this. Yesterday, I went out roughly about 2 o'clock thinking it was about 6 degrees at that time. I'm going to go for a run.
Uh-huh.
Then I step outside. I feel the wind. And I do something that I never do. It's just like going, you know what? Nope.
You turned around and went back in.
Went back inside.
Yeah, you've hit that age. Self-preservation. Why do this to yourself when you don't need to? So kind of the same thing. I said yesterday I wore the big coat in the morning because the night before I was really cold. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go back to the big coat. But then it was so nice in the afternoon. I switched up the coat. So early afternoon was beautiful. Then that came on. So I ran out of here yesterday again with the bare legs and the coat and just pulling the hood down and basically running through a blizzard. I was out for the evening. I stopped, I think, around 11 to get gas. And you know how sometimes when you're filling up and it has the little thing that you can flick so that you don't actually have to hold on to the...
Those are the best.
Yeah, this one didn't have that.
Oh.
I had no mitts. I'm sitting there with my frozen hand thinking, why do I love Canada? Why do I live here? What time of year is it? When does spring actually hit? So yes, whiny, cranky. It looks better next week. Like still single digits most of next week, but you know, upper single digits, where they're closer to those double digits, like 8-9 degrees, that kind of thing. I can live with that, I think. I'll find something else to complain about. 9:08 on News Talk 580 CFRA. This is Ottawa at Work. Let's get to our Big Five.
Big news.
Even bigger news.
Yeah, great. Let's hear it.
Ottawa at Work. Big Five stories.
Lisa Kirby is here this morning, as well as Chris Holsky from our CFRA newsroom. Lisa, CEO of Blackbird Strategies. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, I think I've complained enough, so I'll say I'm doing just fine. Thank you. How are you doing on this beautiful Thursday?
I have decided to work from home today, so I am not venturing forth in the cold, and I'm just going to pretend that the sun I see is accompanied by, you know, above zero temperatures.
See, if I was anyone out there listening, I would say, like, my complaints obviously have no weight because I'm the one who said I could never work from home. I like to come into work. I love to have that social environment. I like to see my coworkers. So the fact that I have to get through weather to get here, I'm sure no one has any sympathy for me.
Yes, in between getting out of the car and stepping into the studio.
Yes, exactly. Hey, I park quite a ways away. Thank you very much, Chris.
So do I. It's almost biking season, though, so
yes,
you have that to look forward
can't
to.
Wait for that. Absolutely. And I guess we'll all be biking for a little while because, as we hear from Michael Morgan, Director of Rail Operations, Stage 2 LRT is going to be delayed.
We would start the trial running kind of at or near the third week of September with a final handover in early October. And then depending on the outcomes and the results, we'll need to assess if there's additional time required before we actually put the system into service and open it up to passengers.
9:09 on News Talk 580 CFRA. Prompt service in here. I just had a newsroom engineer come in to have a look at my computer.
Aww.
Let's see what a little bit of whining will do for you.
He is off now to turn it off and to turn it on again.
Testing, testing, and more testing. That's what we're doing on the computers.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing for LRT. The original timeline pushed back significantly, but maybe lessons learned from all of the previous issues that we had, because they're going to wait until this is actually good to go, ready to go, serviceable, reliable, Chris, before they actually open it up.
Yeah, and it's important to note that even though the Trillium Line is a year behind schedule, it was supposed to open, original projections were in 2022. It's not just something along the lines of, say, oh, this unexpected complication when it regards to construction has popped up. There have been issues that involve materials in the pandemic, and there were a lot of slowdowns that were caused simply by COVID-19 arriving in 2020, which, frankly, nobody saw coming. Now, though, you hear them talk about saying, hey, you know, we're going to take our time with this. We want to make sure everything is right and good to go. And that's exactly, honestly, what you want to hear from the city this time around, given that everything that happened around stage one. If Ottawa has to wait a few more months for the expansion of this service, particularly this north-south line, which was supposed to be the easy one, I don't think you're going to have too many complaints about from people waiting to make sure they get it right.
Okay, as far as my computer, it seems to be going. It's just incredibly slow. You're seeing the wheels spinning and nothing really happening. Again, like LRT quite frequently. Lisa, what are your thoughts about this, hearing about delays on this stage? Not too surprising.
Yeah, like seriously, is anybody really surprised about this? And, you know, sure, it's great to use the line, you know, we want to make sure it's done right. This is why it's going to take more time. But I'm not so sure people really buy that anymore. You know, like, it's just been one fiasco after another. So it's like, if you're going to be late, you had better make sure that the LRT is actually able to operate once you open it up. You know, I know there's so many people waiting for this, and it does feel like almost, you know, interminable in terms of how long this is taking.
But yeah, I think I would certainly prefer, and I'm not really the one to speak to it because I'm not necessarily going to be using it on a regular basis, although I do plan to use it more often time to time when it's a bigger system, you know, when you can actually get to an airport or get to a new arena or something like that. But you want it just to open and just go, right? I'd rather wait a little bit longer. And then once you're in that mode, once you've switched over your commuting habits, then just know it's reliable. I'd much prefer to wait 6 months or whatever, and then get into those habits, then have them, okay, we're going to push to get it open. And then you're switching plans every day or trying to figure out what actually works best for you.
Well, I don't think you can, I think people might understate this. It's extremely important that even the Trillium line opens for OC Transpo to make the train system itself seem like something, despite the problems with LRT, seem like something that is more appealing to take. Because right now, what you're dealing with people living in those areas is you got to get on a bus. Then you got to get off the bus. You got to wait for another bus. Then you get on that bus. It takes to the LRT line. Maybe it takes you over to the West End where you have to get off the bus, off the train again, and get on another bus and move from there. And that, honestly, to me, that feels like an incomplete transit system and one that's unappealing for people who the city has stated a position are trying to get people out of their cars and onto public transit. At least when this opens in a few months, it gets us something closer to having a train that some people may actually want to ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Fingers crossed that we're not having this full-on discussion once again once Stage 2 does finally get underway. We want to talk about this. It's tax time. A lot of us thinking about filing our taxes, maybe doing it earlier this year because we're hearing that there's potential for strike action. So if you're expecting a return, they're suggesting you might want to file a little bit early. The actual deadline is April 30th, but flipped to May 1st this year because of April 30th being on a Sunday. For some people, this is not an easy thing to do. And if you're not filing your taxes, you could be missing out. So Canada Revenue Agency piloting a new automatic system next year to help vulnerable Canadians who don't file their taxes get their benefits. It was in the federal budget this week that they'll present a plan in 2024 to expand the service. The move toward automatic tax filing first promised back in the 2020 speech from the throne. I don't know if you remember that. One of several budget measures, the Liberals say, are meant to help Canadians with the cost of living. So a lot of Canadians out there that actually would be eligible for certain benefits they don't know about, they don't get, they're not required to file tax returns if you don't owe money, right? Like a university student, yeah, maybe you should file, you should start getting into that, you know, habit, but you're just going to get a refund, a small refund. Sometimes they don't start right away. Older Canadians, similar situation. Does this make a lot of sense, an automatic tax filing? It's out there. It's in the system. These are benefits that you're entitled to, but people are not getting their money at a very, in many cases, a very difficult time for them, Lisa.
Well, I think, you know, the number one thing here is making sure that people who need the money get the money to be able to put groceries on the table and roofs over their heads. And you know, the child tax benefit or whatever we call it these days, I haven't had kids who are minors for a very long time. Yeah, that's a lot of money. Even the GST rebate, when you're a low income individual, you know, even getting a couple of hundred bucks every quarter extra is, it goes a long way. You know, so anything that gets money into the hands of people who need it, that they're entitled to, but otherwise haven't been able to receive it for whatever reason, I'm completely in favor of making sure that we get that money to those people.
This 2020 report, Chris, says about 10 to 12% of Canadians don't file their taxes. I'm surprised it's that high a number.
Well, given that we're talking about rebates that are tied in with this, I think that I would prefer a system where people are offered a rebate where they go and they seek an accountant or tap into some kind of, like if you go on your computer, there's different software programs you can use in order to file your taxes. Right now, and this is an outside the box thought on this. Given that the federal government and their budget this year included tens of millions of dollars to continue trying to fix the Phoenix Pay system, do you trust the federal government to go and select a program that will automatically file taxes for people? Mm. And my answer to that right now is a hard no.
You want to be in control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like there are other options here, and I would rather they did something that redirected this towards a sector where Canadians can make their own choice here than trusting whatever decision the government makes on this when it comes to people's pay.
Trust my own procrastinating self on this one. 917 on News Talk 580 CFRA. When we come back, should we do it? Are we going to do it? It's been quite a few months. I want to talk about Gwyneth Paltrow. Let's do that. This is Ottawa at Work. I'm Patricia Bull.
In the room right now.
Amazing tech
Kevin
support.
Force, who is
thank
our,
you, Kevin.
Our tech superstar. Check it out now. Thanks, Kevin.
He's fixed me up here. I have some links. I don't know if I know what's happening out there in the world, but I can look at my computer right now, which is a lovely thing. Oh, my gosh. When I make jokes about just packing up and moving my kids to Upper Canada Village because, you know, it's a crazy world and you don't want that social media influence, would I actually be able to survive without technology? Not for more than 5-10 minutes, probably.
Plus all the pumpkins in October. Is that too many pumpkins?
I love the pumpkins, but the lack of central heating when I think about it, really.
Yes. Yep.
Hot running water. All of those things are good. We promised we'd talk about Gwyneth Paltrow. We will. I don't know if you guys have been paying any attention to this, but the ongoing civil case. It's so interesting, right, in the States, because you get to actually watch some of this right on TV if you want, which would be absolutely miserable if you were involved in something like this on a personal basis. But it's fascinating for people outside of it, sort of analyzing Gwyneth Paltrow based on some of her answers to this. But the whole thing was, and I know you just read it quickly, well, my cash was being claimed.
Yes.
Solsky. But there was a collision,
yes,
on a ski hill, right? And whether she went into him or he went into her is the big issue. And he is suing this guy who's in his 70s for $3 million, I think, because of the injuries he sustained. She's countersuing for $1, kind of a la Taylor Swift back in the day, to make her point, saying, no, in fact, he went into her. But the whole thing has just been kind of fascinating because she does seem a little bit out of touch with maybe reality and the life and plight of the common person.
Yeah, and $300,000 apparently is what the original lawsuit has been lowered to, or the claim in this, down from $3.1 million.
Okay.
And here's what's happened is we've had only one witness who has testified that Paltrow hit the man, and it's like as a skier, I'm thinking it's a bit more complicated than that. I'm not sure. There hasn't been anything that I've read about this. Like quickly going through. Who was uphill of the other person when it happened? It's like every resort has a skier responsibility code, right?
Right.
So suppose if, this is hypothetical, suppose a 70-year-old is going down and is above Paltrow, and then Paltrow makes a turn in front of him. It's still his fault.
Because you're behind, yes. Just like rear-ending a vehicle,
yes,
right?
You are responsible for the people who are in front of you, and that complicates the whole thing. But I don't know exactly the full circumstances of the collision, and maybe that's what's complicating this whole thing.
The thing, though, I think, Lisa, for me, as I'm watching, because people are, Gwyneth this, Gwyneth that, I'm pretty sure there wouldn't have been a massive lawsuit brought, pretty sure, if someone didn't go, hey, you know who that was that you collided with? That was Gwyneth Paltrow. She's a massive Hollywood actor. She's got all kinds of cash.
Oh, 100%. Reading through, you know, the story a little bit, you know, they amended the gentleman that, you know, who brought the suit. They amended it because the judge dismissed the $3.1 million. And so now it's, quote, more than $300,000, and we don't really know how much that is. But I totally agree with you. As much as I don't want to come to the defense of Gwyneth Paltrow for all the things and misinformation she is, you know, spread as an influencer on social media about women's health, it's beyond me. But in this case, for sure, would this lawsuit have happened if she was just this regular person? No. But you watch these clips of her in court and you're just like, why? Like, do you have to behave like such a jerk? You know, like, it just, you can't feel any sympathy for her, but you don't necessarily want to feel sympathy for the guy. So it's just kind of like, let's just look at those ski rules, who hit who, and make this be over.
Someone's asking, has anyone ever seen her ski? I have my doubts. But I imagine she's a good skier.
Oh, she
does. Lots of time to
she
hit
definitely has. There was that famous social post that she of a chairlift that she took of herself and Apple, her daughter. With Chris Martin, where her daughter got upset about her sharing pictures of herself, I guess, of Apple on social media.
Yes.
And so she has definitely been skiing for some
time. What kind of stupid name is that?
Thank you, PJ.
That's a beautiful name. Yeah, it would be very tough to be the child of a celebrity. I get in trouble every time I share a picture of one of my kids without asking permission first. You always got to ask. Don't beg forgiveness later with the kids. That does not work. But, I mean, it's been a couple of weird weeks for her because she had that interview with her own doctor where she was talking about some of her health habits once again, putting her back in the spotlight there, because it's just a different life when you're a celebrity in that sphere, I guess. And, you know, you and I enjoy bone broth too, Chris, but we don't eat it every day.
No, and I just want to say the word goop, because goop is a fun word to say, and I don't know when I'll get another opportunity to say it on the radio.
It is a good word. It's a good word. Might be our code word at 10, 11, your chance to, your chance to join us.
But don't take medical advice from Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, that's the thing.
The fundamental thing here.
There's a guy
or
out there
ski lesson, apparently.
Who's written a whole book about how she's wrong about all kinds of things. She is making a lot of money on selling ideas that are not backed by science. So that's kind of the area where, but in this particular case, I have quite a bit of sympathy for her and what she's going through. Okay, let's talk about people just being a bit of a jerk. Are you, if you don't let someone with a young child cut in line in front of you, Chris, what does that make?
Well, I'm going to admit this. I lifted this directly from the CTV Morning Live show lineup this morning because I looked at it and I went, oh, this is a great conversation piece, I think, because it sparked a gigantic debate on Reddit in the am I an a-hole part of the site.
There's that part
yes.
of the site. I do not know that site at all.
Yes. Where somebody asked the question, somebody apparently got into a shouting match in a checkout line, because what happened is that an elderly person came up behind them in line. This the person who was the original poster said they had one item in their hand. Now, the elderly person did not ask to go in front of them, but the elderly person said that the mother with a child in a stroller with a full cart should go ahead of the person with a single item. And the person with a single item said no. And the two sides ended up engaging with a shouting match, treating the woman with the baby as a third party,
aww,
going back and forth. But the question that came out of it, it's just like saying, say, if you have one single item and a woman with a child behind you has a full cart, should the person with a child go in front of you? And there was a lot of back and forth discussion on it.
No, you have a single item. No, but I think there are, you know, I don't think there's any hard and fast rule out there. I think there are moments where you see someone struggling because maybe their toddler is having a tantrum or there's some kind of situation. You're like, oh, you need to go ahead. You know, you're going to individually, but you have one item, you're running in real quick, trying to do something. Someone else has, you know, probably planned out their day. That's when they're doing their grocery shop. They got a ton of stuff happening there. You do not have to let that person go in front of you. Right, Lisa?
Well, it's kind of like when I'm in line at the grocery store, if I have, you know, a full cart or a lot of items, I always do a quick shoulder check as to who's behind me, right? Even if it's, you know, some perfectly capable guy, if he just has a single item, I'll let them go ahead of me. I mean, if people just operated on the general principle of don't be an a-hole, right? Everything would be fine. Use your common sense. And first of all, you know, kudos to the mom who could apparently navigate a full shopping cart and a child in a stroller. Because I don't know how you do that.
Maybe it was in a buggy on top of the rack or something.
I mean, we all kind of did that at some point, too, with varying degrees of success. You know what? If we all operated under the principles that our parents actually taught us, probably that person with the single item would say, hey, would you like to go ahead because you have a child and you have a, and she would have said, no, I'm fine. You have one item, you go ahead. And we all would have been polite Canadians and it all would have been fine.
Exactly.
There's also a category on Reddit, hot older women, 54 or something. My picture got posted in there. I'm not 54. I just want to put that out there. 9:30 on News Talk 580 CFRA. We made it through with varying degrees of help from the computer this morning. Lisa Kirby, thank you so much for your time. Chris Holsky has all your news headlines coming up. High levels of toxic forever chemicals found in those so-called green food packaging in Canada. We're going to talk about a new study in just a moment. This is Ottawa at Work. I'm Patricia Wohl.